Welcome to Best Life University. I'm Dr. Lynn Brown, a counselor and educator. In this podcast, I discuss a myriad of topics related to the five dimensions of personal growth: mental, social, spiritual, emotional, and physical. Thank you so much for listening. Today's topic is Hunger and Appetite, Part 1, The Two Jars That Must Be Filled Each Day. What is hunger? Hunger is a primitive, elemental sensation that is felt as a dull ache or gnawing pain in the mid-chest region or somewhat lower. Cycles of hunger experience occur. A cycle usually begins with weak contractions. These then become gradually more vigorous and appear at shorter intervals until the height of activity is reached, which may culminate in an actual spasm. After this, the stomach usually relaxes and remains quiet for a period of time, after which it starts again with occasional weak squeezes, and the cycle is repeated. Other than eating, what can stop hunger pangs? Chewing movements and swallowing stop the sensation of hunger. Not only chewing or swallowing, but also great emotional excitement arrests digestive functions. It also stops the muscular actions associated with hunger. Smoking weakens them and may completely stop them, depending upon the strength of the tobacco. Alcoholic beverages reduce contractions. And very vigorous exercise inhibits recurrent contractions, but afterwards they are likely to return with greater intensity. Oddly enough, tightening your belt also stops weak or moderate hunger contractions. This stoppage is, however, partial, and even when complete, it lasts only about 5 to 15 minutes, whereupon the contractions reappear despite continued pressure around the waist. So, hunger is a physical sensation with no emotional component. Be sure to visit our home at bestlife21.org. Thanks. Copyright 2021, Lynn Baranius Brown.